Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, April 20th. At the Republican State Assembly last weekend, Olin Lund was nominated to run for the state Senate seat from District 5. Lund will be running against incumbent Democrat Carrie Donovan of Vail, who has held the seat since 2015. Lund is a former Delta County Commissioner, having served on that board from 2004 until 2012. He was born and raised in the North Fork Valley and lives in Paonia with his wife Debbie. Lund has served in other capacities as a Water Commissioner, as Chairman of the Painted Sky Resource Conservation and Development Council, and he has been active in his local church all his life. Lund spoke with KVNF News yesterday and talked about how and why he decided to step back into public life and run for the state Senate.
I had lots of interest, people asking me to do it. Interest statewide, certainly, and more importantly, locally. And then certainly there are people in other parts of the district that were asking me to run. A lot of people asked me to do it. It was quite a long deliberation before I decided, and I just decided a few days ago.
Lund enjoys a strong base in Delta County, and he said he's already started plans to reach out to the other six counties in Senate District 5, which are Chaffee, Eagle, Gunnison, Hinsdale, Lake, and Pitkin counties.
We are in the midst right now of scheduling a meeting with the GOP chairs in all of the counties to figure out what our strategy can be, what we should do. I know a lot of people throughout the district, so basically, we're at the point of putting that all together right now.
And real quick, do you know if there's any debates scheduled between you and Senator Donovan?
There are none yet.
According to a press release, the city of Montrose has a new city council and a new mayor. Councilor Roy Anderson was selected by his fellow councilors to be the new mayor at Tuesday night's meeting. Anderson takes over the gavel from Judy Ann Files for the next mayoral term. Dave Bowman, Barbara Bynum, and Doug Glassbell were sworn onto the council after emerging victorious in the April 3rd election. Bowman was also named Mayor Pro Tem. And the town of Hotchkiss has a new mayor. According to the Delta County Independent, Larry Wilkening won the mayor's chair in the April 3rd election, defeating longtime Hotchkiss trustee and public servant Tom Wills. Wilkening replaces Wendell Kuntz, who was a two-term mayor and was term-limited. Pat Medina, Esther Kuntz, Mary Hockenberry, and Sheila Mackey were all sworn in as trustees onto the Hotchkiss board. Additionally, Hockenberry was named Mayor Pro Tem. In Paonia, four new trustees will be sworn in at the next meeting of the board on Tuesday, April 24th. Chelsea Bookout, Mary Backron, and Barry Pinnell will all serve four-year terms, and Sam Hart will serve 2 years as trustee. Paonia Mayor Charles Stewart and the board will select the new mayor pro tem at the next meeting as well. And in Crawford, Mike Tiedemann, Chris Johnson, Jessica Hart, and Ralph Clark were all sworn in as trustees at Wednesday's meeting of the board. Mayor Wanda Goforth has 2 more years left on her term, and Tiedemann is the mayor pro tem. Jim Brown retired after 40 years as Crawford's town attorney. David Reed was selected by the board to replace him. For the past 2 years, local groups have been waging war against Russian olive trees. The Uncompahgre Partnership assembled a core of local groups to remove Russian olive trees along the banks of the Gunnison River. Over a 2-year period, over 8.5 miles of riverbank was cleared of the invasive trees. Members of River Restoration Adventures for Tomorrow, or RAFT, loaded up their yellow rafts. They boated to 7 islands to cut Russian olives with chainsaws. Next, they quickly treated the stumps to kill the roots, which prevents re-sprouting. RAFT members also treated steep riverbanks that were inaccessible by land. Other crews labored along the banks of the river. These included young adults with the Western Colorado Youth Conservation Corps, as well as supervised minimum security inmates from the Delta Correctional Center. Crews had to carry chainsaws down steep banks and had to watch out for poison ivy. Some of the trees were over 25 years old and required large trucks to help cut down. Altogether, people spent over 11,800 hours eradicating thousands of these thorny trees. Their work improved over 500 acres of riparian habitat. KVNF News spoke with Jim Free, the Uncompahgre Project's technical coordinator, to get the details about the removal program.
Well, it did pretty good. We had a grant from the Colorado Wheat Board on a phreatophyte, and we focused on rush knowledge because most of our beetle epidemic on the tamarisk was working, so we wanted to get the rush knowledge removed. And so we started at above Pleasure Park there up the North Fork and up the main stem of the Gunnison and worked our way down to all the way down through what they call the Gunnison Gorge National Conservation Area that the BLM has. And so we got all the way down through there. We still got some follow-up to do is because we'll always have some sprouts coming up that we missed with our application.
And it was a real collaboration effort. It took over 2 years. Why don't you talk a little bit about the folks who helped you out?
Okay. We had several people involved, of course. We coordinated with the BLM, and then we worked with the Western Slope Youth Conservation Corps out of Grand Junction, and they sent crews up. And the good news about that is they were able to camp right on site and get in a good 10-hour day. And then the second group was the River Rafter group out of Gunnison. And what they do is take on little projects like this to get access to the Russian olive that you can only get access to off the river and using their boats and chainsaws. And so I use them on those islands that are along in the river as well as some of the inaccessible parts of the river and you couldn't get to by walking. And then the one that really probably carried the heavy load was the Department of Corrections had crews out of the Rupert Honor Camp that came out and worked several weeks on removing Russian olives. It just takes a lot of coordination and of course, the funds to make it happen. And then, of course, we had to provide the applicator. Every stump and every twig that you cut off, you have to apply the application of herbicide. So it'll be taken down into the roots, and you got to do that within 15, 20 minutes is best. And that allowed the opportunity to always have somebody out there carrying the chemical and getting sure that all the stumps got treated. It should be good for generations to come.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.